Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Friday. What day is it? I don't know. It's June something. I am just so... what's the word? Pissed off. Shocked. Terrified. Well, those are words, not actual word. And the reason being is this morning I got a notification stating that my number one fan had sent me a friend request on my Facebook account. And I was thinking, how did he find that account? And I asked him how he found it, and he said it was in his list of suggestions. Facebook is the devil. I've said it before. And I just stopped texting my former boss because she sent me a text saying, who is this person, with the name that I use. And I had tried so hard for so long to keep them separated, and I had deactivated my family Facebook account. And I listened to my really good friend in April, and I reactivated it because blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. So I'll reactivate it. And now it is going through and suggesting Facebook is the devil. Did I say that? Because you read so much stuff about Facebook and how they take your information and what they do with your information and the privacy settings, blah, 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 blah. When will I learn? Obviously, never. But what pisses me off is that when you're blogging and I do product reviews for some products. Like I have one, the Olay Luminous Face Cream. And I'm supposed to write a review on the Facebook page. And, you know, part of the requirements for receiving complimentary products to test out is to write the review on your blog and write the review, share it on Facebook, and, you know, like their page, blah, blah. And you have to have a fucking Facebook page to do this. It really pisses me off because all these other little, you know, companies and stuff, they want to know the numbers. And I'm realizing that Facebook is the devil. It pisses me off. Because now there's a possibility that people in my inner circle, my outer, think of me as the core, and then you have rings around me. And I'd say, you know, inner circle is immediate family, and then the next ring is maybe coworkers, and then the next ring is, you know, former high school classmates, and so on and so on and so on. And granted, I'm not necessarily, I mean, my children, they know their mother will never receive Mother of the Year award. My mother did see, and I showed it to her. I got top five for this past week for pictures of, and I'm embarrassed to even say it, but I'm proud too in the same sense that for part of the Sinful Sunday, and you know, there, it don't click there, go there, Sinful Sunday, you can Google it, but it's sex bloggers. And even though I don't do full nudity, I am one of those that believe that, what is it, more is less. More of a neurotic photo, so that the imagination, to me, I was always told, you know, imagination. You don't show everything. You always make them, or you leave them wanting more. But anyway, and I showed my mother the picture, and because the notice came through, and she's like, "Well, who's bugging you now?" Blah blah blah. And I just showed her, and she's like, "Oh, well, that's nice." And I said, "But I explained to her I don't do nudity. I blah blah blah." And she said, "Well, that's nice. Let me know when you get to number one." And I'm like, "Well, it doesn't work that way. You just get top five." But she knows. And even when we went shoe shopping, we went to one of the thrift stores, and I was looking at heels and shoes, and she says, "Just buy them for the pictures." So my mother kind of knows. But I have coworkers on, and everybody has an idea. But I was always told, too, is everybody will tell you to your face, "Oh, that's great. Oh, that's just wonderful. I'm so happy for you." But behind closed doors, it's a totally different thing. And then, some of the stuff that I write, it's based on true events. I may have embellished or changed some of the stuff because, the memory isn't all that great. But it's something to write. And I was testing out my writing skills, really. And seeing, well, I wonder if I can do that. I can do it in my own style. But I was never, I read some real author's erotic stuff, and I was like, holy, I can't write like that, because to me, I crack up laughing when I read, some of the descriptions, and it's, no, well, we're going to strip it down, and this is how I'm going to write it. And, but I deactivated both accounts for Facebook, because I'm just, and the other thing too, is I'm no longer addicted. I was addicted. I just had to go on it every day, and I was on it long periods of time. And now I look at it, I go back, and I'm like, this is stupid. This is, if anything, now I'm addicted to Twitter. Not as much as before, but I am. You get a lot more information, I think, through Twitter. And that's what I liked, is the diversity of it all. And Google Plus, for some reason, I just can't get into it as much. I just use it to share my stuff, to bring in readers. And that's the other thing too, is I almost think, God, let me just walk away from it all, but I do have some money tied up in it, and I'd hate to walk away from it, because I've worked so hard to get kind of where I'm at. And even though it's not where I want to be, I like it where I'm at. And then I think about, I really shouldn't care what people think. But because of my issues, I do care what people think, because then that fear of rejection kicks in. And then that kind of spirals me out. But yeah. Facebook is the devil. When will I ever learn? Never tell the devil what you're doing. Laterness, people.